Bishop Benedict Joseph Flagey of Bardstown said, "An American missionary had to be able to live on nothing and cook it for himself." When Father Simon Brute first came to America as a seminary teacher and missionary at the Mount in Emmitsburg, he was entitled to a salary of $50 a year, which he rarely collected because of his desire to live a simple life. At times he gave some of what little clothes he owned to the poor. Once he gave his coat to a beggar. He would borrow ill-fitting clothes from the seminarians. The small sums of money received from his mother or his brother were not kept for himself. To save money, he would walk to Baltimore rather than take the stagecoach. In 1839, when he died as the Bishop of Vincennes, he was buried in borrowed clothes. Because of his simplicity, Bishop Simon Brute, although a highly educated priest from France, was called the silent power of the church in its infancy in the United States. He was praised in those words because of his missionary vision and his love for the larger church. He was respected for his prudence and admired for his holiness. With the eyes of faith, he was a man of hope. Bear in mind that when he began as Bishop of Indiana and half of Illinois, including Chicago, he had three priests to help him in truly trying circumstances. Yet he could write to a bishop friend, "Generally my troubles are more on the surface, and there is peace in the depth of my heart, where dwells a pure and simple abandonment to God alone." The restless longing for the missions in India faded with his arrival in Indiana. Bishop Brute's spirit of hope in the wilderness and his ability to abandon himself to God's will was rooted in the spiritual depth of prayer. He had been the spiritual director for St. Elizabeth Ann Seton for many years. Once he wrote to her, "Pray, pray, pray continually for the church, especially in America, and for this diocese." When he was named Bishop of Vincennes, he wrote to the superior who succeeded her, "Pray, pray for Simon." His exhortation to pray echoes down the years. No pastoral ministry was too difficult. One bitter winter night, Bishop Brute was called to attend to a dying man who lived several miles from Vincennes. After walking a short distance through deep snow, his guide began to complain and then finally refused to go any farther because his feet were freezing. Bishop Brute, who was saying his rosary, said to the man, "Walk in my footsteps." So the man did, and all was well. "Follow the footsteps of Bishop Brute" is still a cogent invitation to those times when we might be called to trudge through deep snow in what may seem to be a dark night. Before becoming our first bishop, Father Brute was best known as a seminary professor and president of Mount St. Mary's in Emmitsburg, Maryland. History records his deep concern for the effective teaching and the integrity of the Catholic faith in a pioneer milieu in which the church was finding her way. His concern and his theological expertise were appreciated by the first bishops of the church in America. He was their preeminent theologian. Concern for the purity of doctrine of our faith is a worthy heritage received from our founding bishop. Bishop Brute went on foot in deep snow to bring God's love and mercy to a dying man. Throughout his life, he was sought as a spiritual director and confessor. His witness, even as he himself was being consumed by tuberculosis, inspires us to hunger for the sacraments and holiness, whether convenient or inconvenient. When Bishop Brute died, one of his priests wrote, "Bishop Brute set the example of the most brotherly affection. When he was with us, we did not feel our weariness. Nothing was hard to us, and we scarcely knew we were poor, although deprived of almost every necessity of life." It is of the essence of being members of the body of Christ that, like Bishop Brute, we can be with each other so that nothing seems hard and the feeling of weariness is lifted. Bishop Brute was humbled whenever he presided and preached at Mass. Despite his brilliance and education, he was unable to master the English language. It was difficult to understand him, and he was embarrassed because in the primitive circumstances of his time, he had lost all of his teeth. Yet, we can look at his priestly life and see what God can do. Our founding bishop carried on with faith and hope. How grateful we are as beneficiaries of the rest of the story.